This podcast is sponsored by Amazon's Health and Wellness ebook collection. Empower yourself with expert insights on heart health, menopause, and mental wellness. Visit Amazon today to start your journey to a healthier you. How health equity funding shapes fair access to wellness and personal transformation. Explore how health equity funding helps communities access essential health and wellness resources, promoting self-care and personal transformation for all. Health equity funding, the pathway to fairer health and wellness for all. Hey, have you ever thought about what it really takes for all communities to have equal access to good healthcare, wellness resources, and mentally supportive environments? I mean, it's one thing to say, everyone deserves good health, but the reality is, not everyone has the same opportunity to achieve it. That's where health equity funding comes into play, and honestly, it's a game changer. Let me break it down for you in a casual way. Health equity funding refers to targeted investments made to close the health gaps between different communities, especially those that have been underserved historically. This means neighborhoods with fewer clinics, less access to fresh food, or limited mental health support can finally get some breathing room to build healthier lifestyles. So why does this matter for personal transformation and wellness? Because good health isn't just about the absence of illness. It's about having the right resources to nurture your body and mind holistically. Whether it's access to community programs focused on mindfulness, mental health counseling, or spaces that encourage self-care and active living, these funds help remove the barriers that get in the way. Think of it like building a house. If your foundation is weak or missing bricks, it doesn't matter how many fancy decorations you put on top. It's never going to be stable. Health equity funding helps rebuild these foundations by channeling resources where they're most needed. This can include supporting community clinics that serve low-income families, funding mental health awareness and support programs in underserved areas, creating accessible wellness centers focused on holistic health practices, developing educational campaigns about self-help and preventive care, improving access to healthy food options in food deserts. Now here's the thing. Funding alone doesn't automatically fix the problem, but it's a crucial first step. When communities have real access to these resources, people can start to take better care of themselves through informed choices, practicing mindfulness, engaging in consistent self-care routines, and embracing a healthy lifestyle that supports both their body and mind. Moreover, health equity funding often supports the training and hiring of culturally competent healthcare providers who understand the unique needs of different populations. This can reduce misunderstandings and biases that often block people from seeking the help they need. Ultimately, investing in health equity helps build a foundation where personal success in health and wellness is achievable for everyone. Not because some have luck or privilege, but because society decided that's how it should be. It's about fairness and recognition that our environments shape our ability to heal, thrive, and transform. And if you're interested in exploring more about health and wellness from different angles, including holistic health, self-help strategies, and mindful mental health practices, I highly recommend you check out some great books available on these topics. There's a fantastic collection that can guide you through understanding and applying these principles in your own life. Explore the books now. You'll find insightful guides that connect the dots between personal transformation and community health dynamics, helping make your wellness journey both empowering and grounded. In the end, health equity funding isn't just a policy term. It's a direct investment in people's ability to live well, to heal, and to grow. And when that opportunity is available to everyone, it changes society for the better. So next time you hear about conversations around self-care or mental health, remember that having access isn't the same for all. And behind the scenes, health equity funding is working to level the field. It's people supporting people, and that's pretty exciting. This episode is brought to you by Amazon's Health and Wellness ebook collection. Whether you're navigating menopause, focusing on heart health, or seeking guidance on mental well-being, our curated selection of ebooks offers expert advice and empowering strategies. Transform your health journey with insights from leading professionals. Discover your path to wellness today on Amazon.